It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Hi, how are you?
Why did she get to start the 8 o'clock hour?
I have a big mouth sometimes.
Brian!
The obsession with that guy is unbelievable.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Good morning to everybody out there. You know who you are. Everybody in the world. Good morning. Steven Rizzotto, I even know he was here, man. What's he been doing? Still a buddy? Steven Rizzotto. Sounds like a rude guy. Still a buddy.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Like
that? Shout out to Rudy. Hey, they're going to be a problem in the Open Division playoffs down in the CCS. SI got the number one seed. St. Francis, number two seed. Reardon there at the three seed.
Woo-wee. WCAL, man, it's so difficult. Shout out to SI Women's Field Hockey. Megan and her team advanced to the finals of CCS yesterday with a huge win. And four different ladies scored a goal. And Saturday they play in San Jose for the CCS championship.
There you go.
Very cool.
That is very, very cool.
There's a big, tight-knit team. It was really cool. We went out there for senior day at Fairmont earlier. And so they went on a little run right now. So I'm really proud of my niece.
There you go. And shout out to everybody out there having fun on Thursday. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. Daylight savings times in the fall, I hate it.
What do you hate?
The fact that the sun goes down around 5 o'clock.
It's the worst.
It depresses me a little.
Why do we do daylight savings? I know. It was for farmers, correct?
Yes. It was originally farmers to give them an extra hour of daylight, I believe in the morning, so they can get their harvests in. But what's weird about it is I'm pretty sure a couple years ago, at least in California, we passed a ballot measure getting rid of daylight savings time. And, well, here we are, not getting rid of it.
There's a Gavin joke in there somewhere.
Why is there a Gavin joke?
Well, because I'm sure that he had something to do with either nixing the bill or not enacting it.
Yeah, Gavin, Gavin's big on daylight savings.
You're down
time.
On Gavin Newsom, huh?
Lost the Niners, dude.
Is Daniel Lurie in on daylight savings time? Tune in at 8:30 to find out.
Yeah. It depresses me, though. It really does when it gets dark early and you get everybody in a fake holiday spirit. Not everybody.
What about seeing the Christmas trees this morning? I saw all the Christmas stuff up this morning when I was walking by Union Square, and I got a little cheery. I'm not going to lie. I had a little bounce in my step.
Fall is near, and it's coming hard.
No, yeah, man. I was like, holiday season's here. No, let's go. It's pumpkin spice season.
The fake jolliness from a lot of people. I don't need that in my life.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving.
Well,
like for me, Christmas starts once your plate is clean at Thanksgiving.
No, I agree with us. I'm saying for Union Square, though, it's okay to have the Christmas stuff up now. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's not Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, you got to wait for... I think you got to wait for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving does not get its proper due. It always gets encroached by Christmas.
But if you were running a retail outfit, wouldn't you want to lean into the holidays, considering that's usually when people spend the most amount of money?
Well, yeah, I just think that we as a society should wait till Thanksgiving's over. Christmas ain't going anywhere. We got time.
So you hate daylight savings?
I hate it. Hey, man, Coach Younger, down there at Foothill... We met some at City College in San Francisco, Foothill, B-City, last week. City having a rough go of it this season. Cimatil beat the brakes off from 51-7. Coach Younger, you're doing a great job down there at Foothill. That's all I got for you. That's all I got. We actually passed a bill that would enable the legislature to get rid of it. It was not to get rid of it. U.S. Congress has to vote on daylight savings. So there's some information there.
Oh, sure. There's always someone who has more.
Shout out Congress.
Yeah.
Why would you shout out Congress?
I don't know. Someone has to.
No, nobody has to at all. You don't have to shout out Congress.
Shout out the Warriors, huh?
Yeah, why would you shout out
9-2
Congress?
9-2 start.
What is Congress doing for us right now?
I don't know. They might be able to get rid of daylight savings time.
I'm out on politics. That's why we're having the mayor on 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're having the mayor on because we're out on politics. We're going to get into politics with Daniel Murray.
Is this the first time this station has had the mayor on?
Of San Francisco or just a mayor?
No, of San Francisco.
I, as far as I know,
I know we've had the Oakland mayor on a few times.
Shang Tao?
Yeah.
Has Ed Lee, did Ed Yee ever come on here?
No, I don't know if Ed ever came on.
I know he came on the, he went on the other station.
He was giving all the Twitter tax cuts.
He was on the other station.
Was he?
We were going to get London Breed on a couple times here. The schedules got mixed up, but I guess that ship has sailed. So we move on to the next. We get Daniel Lurie out.
We pivoted. We didn't panic.
Bruce Mahoney said, Bonte, you told me that he was coming to studio.
Oh, well, we could make that happen.
Well, I know we could, but he's a busy guy. He doesn't have to come here with the Secret Service and you know, and all that stuff. He can chill at home. He's got a lot on his plate.
Hey, man, busy man. Busy man, you know? I'm excited for it.
Did you know the Philippines start Christmas season September 1st?
I don't know.
I keep seeing this.
Like as in the country or as in people that are Filipino-Americans?
The Philippines start Christmas season. That's all I mean. 510.
Call Michelle. Yeah, call my wife.
Christmas starts.
She's Filipino. Call Michelle. Yeah, we got to figure this out.
You know.
Book Michelle.
Arizona doesn't do daylight savings. I think California could pull that off, too.
Yeah, they opted out. I believe they're mountain time for half the year and then Pacific for the other half or something like that.
I believe Hawaii also does not participate, which is understandable, being that they're out in the middle of the ocean.
Having a kid this year, 262, Comcast Business Text Line, makes me way more into the holiday season.
Oh, I get that. You want to experience, this is like the haircut thing we were talking about earlier this morning. Like, having a kid, you kind of like, hey, we did the pumpkin patch, and now we're going to go pick out a tree, and then we're going to go down to Union Square and enjoy all that and go see Santa. And yeah, that's like part of the rite of passage. You got to do that stuff. And once you've had multiple children, I'm sure it gets completely boring or whatever, but come on, you got to have a soul.
The fact that, Baby Chaz feels like every toy in the world from everybody from previous birthdays and donations and all that stuff. Feels like there's Christmas every week for her. It's not going to change.
Well, when you're the king's daughter and you're a princess, you know, you got to get...
Well, I am the king of the household. I'm the king of the household. Not the king of broadcasting. Not even close.
So you rewatched that Warrior game.
Not even close.
How does it settle a day later?
Oh, the settle's great. Steph's moving. My big takeaway is Steph and Dre. Steph is moving so good without the basketball. With the basketball, he's in total control. The work Brandon Paid puts in with Steph and Curry every offseason, just remarkable. But he's at the top of his game. Is there any guard playing better than him right now in the league? True guard? You know, Kyrie's had a solid start, but... Been a little up and down. I mean, Steph is just moving so damn well. The dexterity, the cutting, the backdoor cuts, seeing it, playing pure point guard, dropping dimes. And then you get Day-Day, Draymond Green. Those two guys just popped off the screen. You watch it back, you're like, there's 23, there's 30, there's 30, there's 23. And then you get D'Anthony Melton, of course, doing his thing. But the lead up to that D'Anthony Melton three, when they were down 7, and he makes a three to go down 4, was it 112 to 105? He makes a three, it's 112-108. Steph started that one again. Just like the run in Boston, when they were down 95-88 in the fourth quarter. Derek White's driving on to Steph Curry, gets a key steal, they get a bucket on the other end. Well, before D'Anthony Melton hit that three at the top of the key, Steph Curry got the steal. Got a steal, starts a fast break, they get up and down running, Kuminga finds D'Anthony Melton, boom, three, you're down 4. Steph, defensive plays. He had some very timely defensive steals like Andre Iguodala way back when. But those two guys, oh my gosh, they're playing at such an elite level right now. Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. I was in awe. That was like some throwback stuff the other night from Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. And they're still playing at a high level.
So two questions. Is it sustainable? Which I think is, you know, time will tell. But the bigger one is, all of the rhetoric regarding the USA, the Olympics, and all that stuff for Steph, I did hear from a lot of fans like, hey, like, for Steph, it's great. But for the Warriors, there might be a detrimental effect. I feel like he's taken the Olympic stuff and flown right into the season. Like he's drafted everything that he did during the offseason and all that work. Like, it's kind of like spurned their hot run. And then simultaneously, I think Draymond playing the way he is early on in the year, as opposed to coming in, working himself into shape and all that. Like, clearly their offseason work has carried into the year.
No, there's no doubt. Draymond took his offseason very seriously. Was it last year, training camp, where he had the ankle injury and he missed the first couple games?
That's right.
So he wasn't able to partake in training camp. Well, he was in training camp this season, the Hawaii deal. Dude, this defense, like, and 415 is talking about it. It starts with Draymond Green. He was, I mean, not having a turnover, but the block shot at the end on Gafford, the three-point shots he's making, switching, defending, barking, communicating, talking to JK, talking to everybody on the bench. Draymond Green and Stephen Curry is so damn locked in. And I think this win, see, part of me yesterday when I was watching it back, and the defense swarming, and there was a couple doubles on Luka and Kyrie, and I'm like, wow, look at them on the double teams here on Kyrie and Luka. They're swarming all around like little bees, right? Zzz, be a pest. They want to sting everybody out there on the court. But I was a little worried as I was watching the games. Like, boy, they may have an emotional letdown against Memphis Friday night.
Mm.
But now that I'm thinking about it, they know what's at stake here. They got to just stack wins. So I could see a blowout coming Friday night.
Whoa.
I could see a blowout coming.
I'm not ready to say that.
I'm not ready to say that, and it probably won't be. But they're so locked in. And they know what's at stake here. Let's stack wins. Because right now, Dallas is not, they're not humming on all cylinders. And at some point, they will. Phoenix, they don't have Kevin Durant. They got blown out in Sacramento last night. The Lakers are up and down. The Grizzlies don't have Ja. Denver doesn't have a bench. They're without Aaron Gordon. They're struggling. Jamal Murray is lacking explosion. Minnesota, for whatever reason, something's up with Minnesota. This Randle trade is not, and I was skeptical of the Randle trade. They lost to Portland in back-to-back nights, dog.
I told you, I didn't like that trade for them at all.
And they lost to Portland in back-to-back nights. So, if you're the Warriors and you're sitting at the top of the West right now, you know OKC doesn't have Chet. We don't know how long he's going to be out. There's going to be no emotional letdown. So I think Memphis is in trouble Friday night. For a second, I thought, boy, after everything they went through with the Clay Day, nah, you know what? They're going to be straight. If Memphis may come in here and just get their ass kicked, I mean, it may get ugly for them. So that's how I'm feeling about the Warriors on the watchbacks. Like, Drain Steph and his defense is so damn locked in. There's not going to be any drop off. There's not going to be emotional letdown. I see them rolling Friday night, Shasky. I really do.
I'm just counting 7. It looks like we've got, okay, so we got Memphis, Clippers, Hawks, Pels, Spurs, Nets, back to OKC. That'll get us to Thanksgiving. What do you think their record is when we get there? Again, I'll go again slowly. Memphis, Clippers, Hawks, New Orleans, Spurs, Brooklyn, OKC. Seven games.
You go 5-2. You're 14-4.
Wow. If we're sitting here with a team that's 14-4 at Thanksgiving, I mean, you got to believe at that point, right?
Believe in what?
That team could go on a deep run. Like, that they need to be taken serious as a legitimate NBA Finals contender.
Well, it's early.
Of course it's early.
Shask and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm dead serious.
Well, I know you're dead serious. So that doesn't surprise me. But when you play Phoenix November 30th, will they have Kevin Durant back?
I'm more skeptical on the. I think the injury is going to linger longer than the 2 weeks that they said.
We'll see. December 3rd, Denver. Will they have Gordon back? You play Minnesota December 6th and 8th here at Chase Center, a back to back with a day off in between. Where will they be at that point?
I don't know.
Because they're big and they get problems with, you know, Jaden McDaniels on the perimeter, and obviously Naj Reid has been a Warriors killer. Memphis, the next time you go to Memphis, December 19th, will Ja be back? So I want to see them over the next month and a half before I go on deep run tangents or whatnot, because there will be a trade in the NBA this year. Somebody's going to shake something up. And who knows if it's Giannis or anybody else, but something's going to shake
Giannis,
in the NBA.
Giannis went for, what, 50?
59. 59 points against Detroit.
Come on, man.
So,
and there's people out here that didn't want him.
No, they didn't want to break up the chemistry.
Well, that's a different question.
Yeah, that's what it is. But, I mean, people, if Giannis got traded here, everybody have Giannis jersey the next day. Are you kidding me? But there's going to be a mover and shaker in the Western Conference. But let me see, there'll be some teams at full strength. Like Cleveland's coming in December 30th. Where are they going to be at that point? So that's where I'm at, Shasky.
All right.
Before I get to deep playoff runs.
Bonte, here we go. Wow. My boy Jay Boo, Justin Boo. This is old school Reardon cat. Yep. The Filipino tradition. It starts the Christmas celebration on the BER months for Christmas. Not Filipino Americans, but over there. So September is when it starts. Much love to you and the fam, Jay Boo. He is telling me back over there in the Philippines, to your point, it starts in September.
That's ridiculous. That's just kind of ridiculous.
What?
I love the Philippines, and I want to go one day.
My boy Tim got married there.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Philippines?
No.
Does she have family out there?
There's a big family trip that's going to be planned.
You're going to go out to the Philippines?
Well, I would love to. Why not?
Yeah,
I would love to experience that.
I know you don't like to leave California, but going to the Philippines.
I could get you all kinds of knockoff Gucci stuff.
They got real deal up
there. Yeah, they do.
And I don't need knockoff, trust me. We go authentic over here. If it's fake, it ain't me, baby. If it ain't authentic, it ain't me. The Philippines are nice, I heard. Uncle June, I think he got married twice out there.
Your Uncle June got married twice in the Philippines?
I don't know.
Does he have two wives simultaneously, or are these different marriages?
Who knows? We don't know what happened, but I know at one point in his life we had to rescue him from the Philippines. We're not going to get into that, but we had to bring him back to America somehow, some way, and he's got a Filipino son, Ethan. He's out there in Sacramento. Big boy. So we got Filipinos in the family, too.
Oh, nice. I was just at a funeral for someone on Michelle's side of the family, and I'm reminded every time I go, I'm like, gosh, I love her side of the family because I'm the tallest guy in the room. And then I come to work, and I get into the room with Bonte and Mully and Festus, and I look like the shortest person who's ever walked the face of the earth.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
No, her side of the family is very short. There are other taller members, but her side of the family is very short.
So they must be really, really short.
Yeah, they're tiny. Like, Michelle's like 5 feet.
So they're like her height?
Well, yeah, all the aunties and everybody, yeah.
But what about the guys?
The guys aren't very big.
Are they 5'1", 5'2"?
No, they're bigger than that. I'm not that short, dog.
You know, the Filipinos and even the Chinese at one point, when they were playing, like, they would play pickup games. I would see them early in the morning playing pickup games. I guess maybe that's why they play 6-on-6, because there was more space on the floor because they were so short and they were moving. I swear to God, the guy at my liquor store, he sold it on Tip the Clement. He goes, yeah, we play 6-on-6. And he was like 4'11". It's like, we play 6-on-6. I'm like, what?
I got to get in that league. No. I'll be like the Wemby of that league. I'd love that.
Yeah, I would love that, too.
But you're already tall.
Yeah, but I was...
Everybody always says, how short is Shask? He's like, no, Bonte's so tall, it makes me look shorter, well, even though I am short.
No, a lot of people say, we're taller than you thought. Klay Thompson, when he first came to the Gay House a few years ago, said, damn, Bonte, you taller than I thought. I get that all the time.
Yeah, well, you are.
I don't get why. What do you think, I'm short? You guys see me on YouTube, and you see me on television.
6'4" and a half is not short.
6'3" and a half.
I disagree.
I'm a quarter inch away from being 6'4". But when I was playing high school football, Coach Keeve, Hill, size and weight. I'd be like, 6'2", 180. He'd go, 6'3", 205.
That's the Coach P.
Yeah.
Seamus, how big are you? I'm 270, 320.
Yeah. Just add 40 pounds on the roster. Scare these other teams.
That is OG high school stuff. Way before Max Preps. Yes,
way before
Coach
Max Preps.
Coach P was creating Coach his Keeve. Own roster.
Coach Keeve, Johan Thomas. How tall are you, Johan? I'm 5'9", 160. 5'11", 190, T1 corner, T1 corner, great size for a man in slot corner. Daniel Lurie, Mary Lake, Daniel Lurie is going to join us in moments here. 8:30 is going to join us as we talk a little Warriors here. But no, the big takeaway, Shasky, is Draymond and Steph are playing at a high, high level, and this defense is flying around, don't you think? Isn't that the big takeaway?
Yeah, the Warriors look incredible. Like, my big takeaway is they, honest to gosh, look like such a united squad. And I think that in modern pro sports games and stuff, like, it's just so few and far between. There's so many mercenaries. And I get it. Like, it's the nature of all these sports. Specifically in football, it always feels like, you know, anyone can get cut at any moment and whatnot. But part of, like, what made the Houston Astros, I know I hate them, and a lot of people hate them, but when I look into their dugout the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, they felt like a united team. When I look into the Phillies dugout, I was like, wow, those guys all really like playing with each other. The Dodgers this year, it's like, man, those guys really like playing with each other. When I'm watching the Warriors right now, I'm like, oh, they all love playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And they really are enjoying each other. And they're enjoying the moment. And I feel like we're so worried about, you know, the big picture. And can they win in June? And can they win in July? Buddy Hield and Steph, when they're celebrating, look like they are just living in the moment. And there's something pure and fun and, I don't know, simplistic about that, that I think it really resonates with the common sports fan in this day and age.
Did you hear Draymond about Klay ghosting Steph, as Steph was motivated? Did you hear that story?
Whatever it looked like. Like, look, like Jordan making up a story about the guy dogging him.
Oh, LeBron.
Nothing
Smith.
Surprises me with these guys.
He say LeBron Smith had 37, and David All just narrated that one perfectly in The Last Dance. He goes, sometimes it's just your night in the NBA. It's just your night. You have those nights, right? And LeBron Smith is cooking at the Chicago Stadium, and Mike makes up a story. LeBron walks by him at the end of the game. Good game, Mike. Mike took some on the fatal.
I mean,
and they fly back there on a back-to-back, and Jordan scores like 40 and a half on him, ruined a young man's life.
Of course.
Just made up something.
It does feel... It's again, so great. Even if it's just an eye drop worth,
right.
There is a little drop of bad blood between everyone involved. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I actually think it's great for the game.
It's great. It's great moving on. It's the race to five rings.
The
Warriors know that
The
Warriors know that Klay Thompson and the Mavericks won the West last year. Well, Klay Thompson wasn't there, but they won the West last year. So now... they know that Dallas is going to be a problem in the playoffs, and Klay Thompson's over there trying to get a ring. Basically said, yeah, I just want a chance to win, which is kind of a slight at the Warriors said they don't have a chance to win anymore. Well, Steph and Dre are leading the way, and they're proving right now that you got to bring your A game when you play the Golden State Warriors this season. They might not have the most talent, but they're deep. They're playing well. They're defending at a high level. You don't see too many blow-bys. Cleveland game was ugly. We'll give it a monopoly for that. That's the one-off.
Garland was so good.
Mitchell, 2 feet in the paint.
The best speed. I've ever seen Garland look.
I mean, they look great right now. But the Warriors will see them again December 30th at Chase Center.
They're 13-0 right now, Cleveland.
Oh, I know. I understand.
They are, like, every night I'm looking at the box scores and I'm like, God, they're great. They're not good. They're great. They look like they're on a mission.
No, they are. They are on a mission.
And I'm thinking, like, what happened in that Celtics series last year?
They got rid of the coach, J.B. Bickerstaff. They got rid of him. He's in Detroit now.
Well,
it looks like a great move.
Who in the West are you scared? Like, are you scared of?
I don't think I'm scared of anybody, but let's see him healthy.
OKC. If Chet comes back, but I love that they play small. So I think we can play with them.
I don't think they'll play small once they get Hardenstein back. I just think they have no choice right now.
You're right.
They have no choice right now.
You're right. That's a good point.
Phoenix is going to be interesting.
See, I don't know what to make of them.
I don't either. That's why I want to see them at full strength. Yeah. They got blown out in Sacramento. Blown out by 20.
Can they stay healthy?
Blown out. Bradley Beal, he didn't play yesterday. Why the hell did Bradley Beal not play? Do you fear Sacramento?
Sac?
Yeah.
No.
You don't fear Sac?
No. No. What? I don't fear Sac. You can save that drop.
Drapes. Shout out Drapes. When did the Warriors play? Hold on real quick before we go to break. When the hell do the Warriors play Sacramento, man? What did I play, Sac? When's that game? What's that game? We will break because I don't want you to miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. 2 hours before the start of the game, join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Habba's Law. You've been wronged. Habba's Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit Habba's Law. The Warriors do not play Sacramento until January 5th.
I thought you were still looking for it. I was going to save you there.
There you go.
January not save 5th. You, help you.
There you go. Help me by breaking here. We're going to get Daniel Lurie, Mayor-elect, brought to you by Save Martin Lucky, California.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah.
Up Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Monte.
Well, Steve, you just keep helping the team win games. Let me worry about the brakes that I never hit on time. Even on television, I don't think we hit brakes. Still get good ratings. We're all right. We're all right, Steve. Good win for the Warriors the other night. Clay Day, 120-117. And there was a litany of stars in the building.
A who's who?
A who's who. Debo Samuel.
Ah.
Ricky Pearsall. P-Lo.
P-Lo.
E-40.
You tell P-Lo I said what up?
I did not, but we do have some things in the works where we're going to do some things with him on the show soon.
Nice.
Ryan Coogler is in the building.
Black Panther.
Creed. He watches the pre and post every show. Now, I don't know if he wakes up to listen to the Morning Rose, but he watches this on TV. Nice. Stars, all type of stars. Joe Lacob, of course, Clay Thompson's mother.
Yes.
Julie Sheen was in the building. And the mayor was in the building as well. Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie was at Chase Center. Now, I didn't see him, but this guy's everywhere. And I respect that, a man of the people. He's at Bay SC games.
Oh.
He's at the Bruce Mahoney game, SISH at Keysar Stadium. And he's not on the sideline. He doesn't have the sideline pass with like Bougie Bonte. He's in the stands. top of the road with his kid and everybody else. I couldn't believe it. I said, Mayor, where's the security? He was chilling with a button-up shirt on with no jacket, 5:30 at night. What is going on with the mayor? I kind of like this guy. Daniel Lorre, welcome to the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. You're a man of your word, Mayor. You're a man of your word. I can be proud for that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, you too. It's an honor to be on with you. My kids and I listen to you all the time. So, you know, I love seeing you at all these sporting events. I'm a sports nut. My son is a nut. But my daughter wanted you to know that, you know, Brock is her favorite Niner. So just throwing that out there.
Is he a Swiftie too?
We have to listen to Swiftie more than we listen to you all is the only problem with our drive to school each day. It's either 95.7 The Game or Taylor Swift.
Well, you tell her I love Taylor Swift because my daughter loves Taylor Swift. I'm all in on the Swiftie movement, Mayor.
You can't. First off, you all call me Daniel.
I can't do
again,
that. Daniel, I love you.
Great.
But it's better. It just sounds cool to call you mayor, man. That's all.
To be respectful, we do have a mayor. I'm the mayor elect. We get inaugurated on January 8th. But can we talk about how crazy Chase was on Tuesday night? I mean, that scene, I heard Draymond talking about it feeling like a playoff atmosphere. That building was alive that night. And I was, what a night to be there.
Yeah, Daniel, you know, as we're both natives, you know, and it's like, we love this city so much. And I remember what that area was. We were in high school before the Giants moved down there. And it was like, I mean, it was just the Caltrain tunnels and, you know, Taggers. Yep. And we would drink 40s down there and stuff. I mean, not to be, you know, but this is what we did like back in high school and stuff. And to see what it's become, and Thrive City in particular, the building that they've built and how you can take an Uber to go down there and how safe it is and how clean everything looks, and then the vibe and the aura. I was worried, like, you're going from Oakland, and they had a vibe at Oakland, you know, like there was a soul there as a team, and I was just like skeptical. And I know I'm biased, I'm a city boy, I'm like, I really want Chase to be a thing, and B's there every night. I'm like, dude, it's growing into a soul. I thought the atmosphere through the television, because I wasn't there, was as good of an atmosphere as I've ever seen at Chase Center. What was it like being there?
It was alive, as someone was saying. You know, it was packed before. Obviously, that was because of Clay. I thought the Warriors organization, I saw Brandon Schneider before, who is a good friend who sits on the Bay Area host committee with me. You know, they, all the employees lining up to welcome Clay back, but all the fans were there in their seats early, like it was a playoff game or an NBA finals game. So, much love and respect to Clay and all that he did for, you know, for our region, for our team. And so, yeah, the atmosphere was great. What they've built at Chase is great. What the Giants have built, you know, it just goes to show you all that this city, when we put our mind to something, we build great things. And this city has a lot of work ahead.
But absolutely.
Everything is in front of us. Anything is possible in this great city. And it also helps when our sports teams are doing well. How about our Niners pulling through on Sunday? I mean, my son was playing Bunte. My son's on a little league team. And so he didn't have the pain. He had a doubleheader on Sunday morning, so he couldn't watch that.
I was watching on my phone.
He plays on the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, City Pirates. Oh, yeah. I know City all those Pirates. Guys. They're great guys. Great family.
Great family, great coaches, tough. They don't mess around. And my son is getting his swing in. My brother, my older brother, Ari, is a great hitter. And so he's taken up the mantle of teaching my son Sawyer how to hit. And he had a good swing on Sunday, but he didn't watch those field goals. I was in pain, but he got the last one. He got the one that counted, so that was good. But, man, the Niners are looking strong. Warriors, come on. Let me ask you this one. We need those good vibes.
We need those good vibes. 9-2 right now. Go ahead, Shasky.
Yeah, let me ask this one, Daniel. So, like, last night, for example, right, I'm playing for OC, and we play in the championship, Masters, and we ended up having co-champions. We won it all, and we're at Langfield. It was beautiful, beautiful turf field, and we're overlooking. If you go from home plate looking back towards City Hall, you could see City Hall super lit up. It was awesome. And I'm thinking, parade route. Where should we have this over 40 softball parade route? Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who's winning a championship first? Giants, Niners, or Warriors, if you had to guess?
From here on out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is a good question. I'm going, oh, man. You're putting me against all of my friends. I'm going Niners. Niners.
See, that was a mistake, Mayor-elect Daniel Murray. The answer, and I'm going to get on your PR director for this one, the answer would have been, we're going to win them all in the same calendar year.
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Fonte, this is where I got there's a learning curve. There's a learning curve.
I love it.
I appreciate that.
No, I want to go to your background a little bit. Discuss your background a little bit. I know you. I got a lot of buddies who went to university, high school. You got to be a smart customer and got to be able to work hard. Obviously, you've worked hard. You're a university Red Devil, and they've had a great basketball program, but unreal. You move on from university and you become a Duke Blue Devil. Now, I've began to meet a lot of Dukies over the last few years here. I know you're a big-time sports fan. The only reason why you went to Duke was because of Coach K and that basketball program. Right, Coach? Right, Mayor-elect?
I went because I got in. That's the only reason.
You went to university. They're going to let you in anywhere. You could have gone anywhere in the country. Leaving that high school, for crying out loud.
I mean, I can't believe I grew up a Cal Bear fan, and which is, not always the easiest sports teams to follow. But the idea that Cal has one of its final games at Duke this year, at Duke. You know, Cal goes to Carolina and to Duke.
Yep.
Nice. These travel schedules for these college teams now is out of control, but very exciting. And yes, I went to university, and Coach Randy, that guy can coach basketball.
Yeah. Randy Bucello, and he can talk.
He can talk, too.
Oh,
he
can talk, but he wouldn't let me come up for oxygen.
When I was covering high school sports, Mayor-elect, he ran a system similar to Duke's where they were getting up and down, getting a lot of threes up and pressing, and it reminded me of a way a Duke team would play under Coach K.
I went and watched my friend Alec Perkins, his son Will, played for Randy last year. He's off in college now. But, I mean, they move the ball. They press. It's fun basketball to watch. And, by the way, can I go back to the Warriors for a second? Because I hadn't been able to pay attention too much until this week. They move the ball so quickly.
Yeah.
It's like 4 or 5 years ago, and you guys were talking about Draymond and Steph, looking fresh. That team moves the ball so well. It was so fun to watch the other night.
Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie here on the River Riders guest line on the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game, as he's going to take office in early January. And what I want to know is, because I worked on school newspapers, and I always wonder, why do you people want to cover news, or why do you want to cover politics? And I'm a sports geek, obviously, and you're a big sports fan, but you're obviously into politics. When you grew up, what got you into politics, Daniel?
Bonte, I've never been in politics. This is new for me. What's not new is my love of the city. As Shasky has talked about, born and raised here, my two kids, 13-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son, born on the same floor at the same hospital that I was born at. And, Bonte, about Tipping Point, Ronnie Lott,
yep,
and a couple of other close friends. We started this in 2005, focused on serving our community, making sure that everybody has an opportunity, no matter the zip code that they were born into. And all I have done for the last 20 years is serve. And I just saw, our city, in my opinion, heading in the wrong direction. And I wanted to step up, and I didn't want to just sit on the sidelines. And so I threw my hat in the ring 13 months ago, and it was the honor of a lifetime to run and get to know this city, Shasky, in a way that you can't get to know even growing up here. Like, I just found little nooks and crannies and people that just love this city. And what I'm going to tell you all, this city, there's nothing that we can't do. And when we are at our best,
thank you.
This is the greatest city in the world, and we need to go reclaim that mantle.
You know, you talk about, you bring up Tipping Point real quick, so I was going to bring this up, because Tipping Point and what you've done with Tipping Point, and obviously founded it, and you raised over $500 million for people like me, like underprivileged kids and people in the community. I think that's a, people, when they get to know you, Daniel, they need to know about Tipping Point, because I think it was a key organization, nonprofit here in the city that you really stepped up to the plate. We didn't have to with Tipping Point. I know a lot about it. You've done really well with that. And I think that needs to, we need to shed more light on Tipping Point and what you did with that organization.
Well, you, the person that succeeded me, and one of the things that, to be honest, one of the things I'm most proud of Tipping Point is that we built something, and I never wanted it to be about me. Our succession plan included bringing on this world-class leader in Sam Cobbs, who you should talk to, who is a crazy sports fan, by the way. Nice. The only problem with him is that he's a Raiders fan. So Sam continues the incredible work at Tipping Point, and it's better than it's ever been. And yes, I hope everybody gets to know it better, because it does great work around the Bay Area.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you were talking about like building San Francisco back, and look, we know it's got imperfections. I'm not naive enough to think that it's not, you know, far from what it could be, right? But there is still some magic, right? And I think people
Absolutely.
Like you and people like me and B, and we want to believe in that magic. And I try to do the best I can to amplify the good, right? And so a couple weeks back, and this just goes to show you how small the city is, a couple weeks back, I'm doing the emceeing at the Irish Center, and it's cops versus firefighters. What an incredible event. There were like 1,300 people there. You come walking up. You start introducing yourself to me, which was awesome. Come to find out, Annie, who I've known forever since high school, is working on your team. And, you know, it was really cool. But to see the old school feel of everyone getting together, it was safe. We were having a great time. It was cops versus firefighters. Boxing, it was great for charity. We were raising money for various events and stuff. And for you to show out there, I just thought it was a great touch. I know there were other people that showed up as well. And there's still a little magic left in this city. And I appreciate you trying to, you know, will it out of us. Cause I still think, like, I know there's never going to be perfect, but we got to amplify the good. So Doc, I get to my question.
Absolutely.
That was just me showcasing
that. Okay, me and the mayor met.
You know what I
know what you have to deal with all day long.
The flexing.
Can I just say one thing?
The flexing.
Yeah, that boxing match
was
that
incredible.
Boxing match, that was electric. And we need to realize that, you know, we all need to back our SFPD and our fire. And that was just a magical moment. You had politicos there, but you had just people that take care of our city. And we have that magic in the city. We just need to unleash it, and we will.
Yeah, and my Uncle Danny Manning wants you to recommend him for police chief, but that's a different conversation.
Can Daniel, this is not me.
Honestly, Mayor-elect, you were a part of the Super Bowl 50 bid, right?
I was the chair of it, yes. Mayor Ed Lee and Jed York asked me to do that, yes.
Yeah, it was an incredible event. I was proud of the city, just the way it showed. I know, you know, traffic or whatever, but, like, those are byproducts of bringing a huge event by. Now we're going to have the All-Star Game here in the city, which is freaking awesome. Did you learn anything about, like, bringing major sporting events like that to the city that we could use? Because we're trying to get the Super Bowl back here, you know, and I don't know. I just, those kind of events are just such feather in the cap moments for our community.
What I learned from past mayors is you need to invest in your lead. And so when we brought that here, you know, there was people elected that did not necessarily want that game here, which was shocking to me. Now we need those games here, right? So we have the NBA All-Star Game coming. And by the way, we have this organization called the Bay Area Host Committee. It's made up of a lot of the team presidents, amazing organization led by an incredible, incredible leader in Zaylene.
Zaylene Jan Muhammad. Yeah, that's my girl.
There you go, Bonte. She's amazing. And so we got NBA All-Star Game, which is going to be incredible. We do have Super Bowl 60 coming back to Levi's in 2026. And in 2026, we also have 6 World Cup matches. We have to go after these events, just like we have to go after bringing conventions back and tourism back and bringing business back. But we get to highlight the best of our city, the best of our region, through those events. I mean, so we need to go get them. And what I learned is that the small businesses downtown benefited, the small businesses in our neighborhoods benefited. And these three events will do that once again. We're expecting, Zaylene briefed the whole board, $1.4 billion of economic revenue to our city and to our region with those three matches, those three events.
I love that. I love that. Daniel, listen, it sounded like we missed the boat on not having you part of the recruiting pitch for Aaron Judge.
Oh, my
God. What would your pitch have been to Aaron Judge to bring him back to San Francisco? Because everybody says, oh, they're scared of the city, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
the Niners haven't had problems signing free agents. And I know they're in Santa Clara, but they come up here all the time. The Warriors haven't had those issues. What would your pitch have been to Aaron Judge? Or what would your pitch be to Juan Soto to try to bring him to the Bay?
There's no better city in the world. We have work to do, as Shasky was just saying. We have to make sure people feel safe downtown. I'm sitting here right now on Market Street. I just dropped the kids off at school, and we're, you know, Market, Mission, Soma. We have work to do down here. We need to get people off the street, and we need to get them the help that they need. We need more mental health and drug treatment beds. We need to fully staff our police and sheriff's departments. But you get people feeling safe. You get people into the help that they need. You start recruiting small business and big business back. There's nothing that can stop us. It's going to take some time. We have a lot of work to do. So I just want to set expectations that people have to understand that we have our issues, but there's nothing that we can't overcome. We have to work together. And I'm planning to lead. We have a mandate, and we have a mandate to turn this city around. And I think we're going to have a lot of people pulling in the same direction for the first time in a while.
All right. Now let's do some rapid fire, Mayor, so people could get to know you.
Oh boy.
Favorite burrito spot in San Francisco?
La Taqueria.
Let's go! Let's go!
You just did that to make Shasky happy.
I love La Taqueria. He said it without hesitation.
You just said that to make Shasky happy.
Let's go. All right. House of Prime Rib or Original Joe's? I hate doing this to the
Dugans. There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
No wrong answer.
Bonte, this is, the learning curve is going both?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
By the way,
both.
Joe Dugan, I mean, no better person in our city.
Totally.
That guy is amazing. And House of Prime Rib, you can't go. The Niners all used to go there so can't go wrong.
All
can't
right.
go wrong.
Favorite bus line in San Francisco growing up?
The 24.
Ooh. Oh, you caught the 24 to visit.
To be honest, I walked to school. So the 24, 49 now.
Oh yeah.
The Anjuda is pretty nice.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Can't go wrong on the Anjuda right now.
Yeah, we have the curse of the 29, where I would wait for the 29 to come, and 7 would go in the other direction. The 14, same problem.
The Anjuda, real quick. I lived on Judah and 32nd for a while, and it wasn't fun living on Judah Street because the Anjuda ran every 4 minutes. Trains were coming by left and right. So wasn't my favorite line to 24 to visit Daryl. Not my favorite line either because it would stop at every block, Daniel. Every block.
It
like, man, we need to get some momentum here. Yeah. Let's go.
I know. I miss the old brown uniforms. All right. Jordans or Chuck Taylors?
I never wore Jordans. I wore Chuck Taylors. I think I grew up more with Adidas. I played a lot of soccer, so I had those Sambas.
Your son, what does he want? Jordans or Chuck Taylors, or is he rocking Dunks?
He does those Air. I think they're Air Force Ones. White.
Oh yeah,
Air not Force all black, One. Right?
No, all white.
Favorite all time Duke player.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm really glad I didn't come on during election season. good God. You can't go wrong with Grant Hill. Pretty epic.
You were there what years? You were there tailing at Grant Hill?
So I was the only 4-year class that in the 90s that did not see a championship. I was watching in Cameron the championship game against UConn, you know, on the TV. And I think Trajan, something happened Trajan where he lost.
Yeah.
He took a three or missed a three or something against UConn. And God, what was that point guard's name?
Richard Hamilton, Khalid El-Amin. And
Khalid El-Amin.
Yep, Khalid El-Amin, number 42 for UConn.
Yes, Jim Calhoun. They beat us.
Yep.
All right.
That place, I've never seen a place go so quiet. Wait, can I rapid fire one other thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Best Warriors moment where I was live, at least as, you know, a number of years ago at Oracle. Baron Davis's dunk over Kirilenko. I don't think I've ever been in a stadium that went crazier. And I went back into the city, went to a bar, and we were watching SportsCenter, and they showed, you know, they did the top 10 plays. And number 10 was Baron Davis dunking over Kirilenko. And I was like screaming at the TV, how can you put that number 10? And maybe I have some false memory. Maybe it was, you know, I was at a bar, a few drinks in, but they did number 9, the dunk, number 8. They did all 10 were the Baron Davis dunk over Kirilenko where he lifted up his shirt. That place, that was insane.
All right.
I remember that.
Hardest one you're going to have all day. The best San Francisco-based movie of all time. Okay? San Francisco. I'll give you a couple examples while you think about it, Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, I mean, this shows that I do not have good taste in movies, but The Rock is pretty good.
It's a classic. They fly over Candlestick.
They do fly over Candlestick.
Get off my rock.
Alcatraz.
What were your examples going to be?
Well, Bullet, I think, is the greatest, you know, the original, where the guy's in the Potrero. The next thing you know, he's in North Beach. Like, it's edited horribly, but I love it. Dirty Harry. I mean, there's so many good ones, right? I mean, even the Venom one. I watched the new Venom movie, and the guy's on a motorcycle. At one second, he's on Embarcadero, and then the very next second, he's in The Mission. I'm like, this is, he didn't take a right turn and just end up on 24th.
Surprised you didn't say The Fan.
That's Robert De Niro. Well, that's based on me.
Oh, is that based on you? Well, that's not a good thing.
It's a joke. Hey, thanks for coming on, man. We know we can talk to you all the time. We want to do this more often, though, and just get your sports takes.
And by the way, Bonte, I'll come into the studio.
I know you will.
By the way, daylight savings. Oh, it is so brutal at 5 p.m. I'm with you.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm with
you. No, Daniel, seriously, ever since I met you at the All-Star Game announcement, you kind of knew who I was. And I found out a lot about you and what you've done in the community. You're a really good dude, man. And it's been great to know you over the last couple years.
Hell yeah.
See, you had a high school football game on a Friday night. I'm like, wait. Daniel, what the hell are you doing here at the Bruce Mahoney game? So that was pretty cool to see you out there with the people.
Well, listen, I'll be on often, and I look forward to working for you. I look forward to working for the people of San Francisco and getting our city on track.
Best of luck.
Best of luck to you, Mayor.
Seriously, thank you.
Bye.
I love it.
All right. Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie joining us here. Guest line. All guests on 95.7 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. I know. It's just crazy, man. Like,
that was fun.
He really wanted to be the mayor of San Francisco. He made it happen. And I think about Obama when he became president. And by the time he was done being president, he had nothing but gray hairs. The waves are gone and everything. And I'm just like, boy, that is a tough, tough gig. Got to answer to a lot of people. You have to do a lot of things. And so Pursuit of Happiness is real good.
There was plenty. Yeah, there's tons
there's
of
a lot of movies.
Tons of movies.
He's dedicated to the city, though. There's no doubt.
You know, you're talking about like 8 years of Obama's administration and how it aged him. I mean, Shanahan looks completely different.
He does.
8 years after running the night, like completely different.
Bags under the eyes.
Oh, he's got salt and pepper in the beard. But you know what? I bet if you looked at me 8 years ago and now, I'd look pretty weathered as well. You know, one child, a year old, will do that to you.
This guy's not even in it.
I have no idea what I'm in for.
He has no clue.
I know.
I mean, I got baby Chaz at 3 a.m. I just hear her door slam. It's her hopping into bed with her pillow. Well, her pillow's already in the bed because we know she's coming into bed in the middle of the night with her Minnie Mouse doll. And she's jumping in and waking up everybody. So,
you know, one thing that I do want to make a point of is we just had the mayor-elect on. And I think that... Look, we're a week removed from the election, and everyone's got their feelings, and I understand that, but at least for our community, and I want to just speak for our small little community here in the Bay Area, all right, and specifically in San Francisco, We have no other choice but to unite and try to make this place good and better and safer and the future for your children that you want. And so whether you voted for somebody or whether you didn't vote for somebody or whatever, can we all at least at the bare minimum be aligned with, we all want to see a safer, better community, a better opportunity for our kids, and we want to leave this city when we're all said and done better than when it was before. Like, that's at the core of everything. And just listening to Danny, I'm giving him an opportunity. I think a lot of people should have, and I hope that they understand that, like, nobody's perfect as a politician. Let's give him an opportunity to try to change things. I'm excited. I'm optimistic about the future of the city.
And it's hard. It's not an easy job. I don't think,
totally.
You know, when we look at past mayors and London Breed, who still got some time, I don't think it was for a lack of trying. It's a tough, tough deal to try to make everybody happy and clean up everything in the city. So we do have a homeless issue, but I was just in New York City in the summertime. Nobody complains about their homeless issue, and I saw plenty of homeless people in Soho, which is in Manhattan.
It's deep.
It's deep.
It's a very deep, intricate problem.
Cost of living has never been higher in some of these states.
No
doubt. It's tough.
Education has been all over the map, and we know what's going on. Like, there's so many plates that are being juggled all at once. I'm giving them an opportunity, and we'll just see where it goes, you know? And I'm excited. I'm very excited about where the future of the city.
Marin Phil here. I love the interview with Mayor Lurie, but in listing to national sporting events coming to SF, you missed the U.S. Amateur PGA and Ryder Cup.
Yeah, at Olympic.
Bonte's on Olympic Club.
Yeah.
Not Shasky's on Olympic Club. See, they play Bonte for everything. You know, Shasky goes to the O Club every single day, and I go once every blue moon. It's my O Club.
I was there today. I was hitting them 45-pound dumbbells when I was doing incline presses.
Blame Shasky, Marin Phil, not me. Why you got to throw my name under
the
bus?
Like Jerry Rice, I won the softball championship last night. Where do you think I was this morning? In the gym.
Wow.
4 o'clock, just me.
Congratulations, man.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hang the banner.
Good for you.
Did you like
the banner?
Did you like how I threw in? Maybe we nominate Police Chief Danny Manning in there.
Doesn't surprise me.
You gotta have fun.
I'm wondering, like, are we getting to know the new mayor here, or are you just trying to get your buddies hooked up with big jobs in the city? I don't know here.
Well, the truth. She'll set everybody free. Let me know the truth when it comes to Joe Shasky.
I felt like the Penguin, in season 8. I just stormed right into the mayor's, like, what do they call that room?
Boardroom?
Whatever it was. Like
the city council chambers?
The city council chambers. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that's a guy you want to exactly be like, but...
No, I'm the Robin Hood, right? See, I consider myself the Robin Hood of San Francisco.
You know, somebody said... You're not the Robin Hood.
Sherwood Forest is not the Excelsior.
Do we contact you by dialing 311?
You know, somebody told me a long time ago, Shasky must have had multiple hand surgeries, multiple hand operations, because nobody pats himself on the back like a Joe Shasky.
Somebody's got to do it.
Hand cramps.
Jeez.
Knuckles.
Time for the legal.
Thank you. What else did Spinotti do that? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free hot
seat. Can we marvel? Sam got into that executive producer board op chair and has cracked the mic more in a minute per second ratio than anyone in the history of that chair.
Well, yeah, it's a lot easier to do it over here because when I'm sitting in the producer chair, I have to do producer stuff, which, you know, often keeps me from cracking the mic. So
I actually have to talk to ask the mayor a question.
No, that's your guys' job. I'm not going to encroach on your guys' job. I got my own job to encroach on.
Encroachment, 5 yards, Sam Lubman.
Repeat, second down.
Super Bowl 60 is going to be fun. Can the Niners get into it?
Home field advantage.
Happy birthday to my niece, Peanut. Peanut turns 15 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Love you, Peanut.
Happy birthday. It's a big birthday time.
Yeah, 15 years old, Peanut.
15 is a great age.
Send you some money in a second.
Start getting some freedom.
That's all I got. Sending money left and right. Going broke here. Hey, no basketball checks.
How much you giving 15-year-olds these days? Or I guess that's an indelicate question.
Well, Auntie Charlene is asking. She said, hey, wish Peanut a happy birthday. I'm glad she reminded me.
Here's his Venmo.
Peanut, Manaya. Cash App, $15. Sorry. $15 Cash App, so I'll probably go over and beyond the
$15. That's not, yeah. I like that.
Look, 415. Hearing that from Ponte about patting himself on the back. Oh, my gosh. If that's not the pot and the kettle black.
Seriously, my guy's got Mickey Mouse gloves. You know what I mean? Jeez Louise, dude.
You know, like, what I find funny is some of these texts, and it doesn't derail the show, but how serious certain things.
Sometimes it does.
How serious certain things I say, people take. Oh my God, Bonte, are you serious? Like,
come on.
I brought up the six of Flint. I wanted to read this. This is so funny. Where is it at? Where is it at? It's the 606 basketball. Maybe they just wanted more guys to play, Bonte. Jeez, don't be so hard on them. It's like, dude, calm down. Calm down, okay? It's a joke. We can't joke anymore. Like, Richard Pryor would never last in this era.
We live in a post-joke society now.
Yeah, we Richard Pryor, young Eddie Murphy, young Bernie Mac. I mean, what's my guy who had to show Foxworth? What's his name?
Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy.
He might be a redneck.
It was pretty funny.
He would never last.
I feel like those jokes could still hold. His redneck jokes could still hold up.
They're pretty... You know, yeah. Everybody's offended by everything. Now, I'm with me on this.
Yeah, now everybody's
George
offended
Carlin's
by everything.
The original. You didn't bring him up.
Yeah, George Carlin. I mean, good Lord. We can't joke about anything. Damn. We gotta just be serious. Let's joke on a pre and post game show all the time. We're cracking jokes left
dude,
and right.
Dude, the dance moves, bro.
Oh, the dance moves.
Oh, bro.
The Cameroonians. Yeah, they were good, dude. That girl says she's the best in the country. Best dancer in the country.
I've got to take her word for that.
Yeah, you see, Daniel, they were moving.
And you were too. I thought you were going to split your pants.
Yeah, I thought I was too.
I was about to call our guy Sandy at Men's Warehouse. Get the stitches ready.
I was worried about Bully's Achilles.
I didn't even think of that.
I mean, he was feeling so good about the Warriors when he started dancing. And then Chloe's a choreographer. She's the other girl. So I see her on Instagram, and I'm like, whoa. She goes back from L.A., to New York, L.A. to New York, and uh-huh. She's a choreographer. Emmy-nominated choreographer and tap dancer. She's got over 240,000 followers. And you look at her videos, I'm like, damn, they be moving. I can't dance, man. I cannot dance.
Well, now I want to ask you and Sam, just because I have to have an answer for this one. I'm making you pick the best San Francisco-based movie for you. Your favorite is... Because, like, I think I can make an argument. Mrs. Doubtfire, to me, sentimentally, means a lot. Just because of when it came out, the age. My dad had worked on that house. Now I think about my dad. Dirty Harry, Bullet. You know, there's been some great ones. Some great ones. Maltese Falcon, Basic Instinct. I'm just giving you some random.
Basic Instinct was
it's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's a classic.
Basic Instinct was good.
Dirty Harry's awesome. We were asking yourself, did I shoot off three or did I shoot off four?
You feel lucky, punk.
Yeah, dude, it's all time.
I'll give Bonte a minute to think here.
No, I already
got
mine.
Oh, you go first? Okay, you go first.
I was waiting for Sasuke to stop talking.
I know what that's like.
You know, because here's the Sasuke special. He likes to ask the question. Then he goes on, why you think?
Well, I want to give you time to think about it.
I already got the answer.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm a sucker for originals. And the first movie I ever saw that was based in San Francisco. The first one I watched was Dirty Harry because I knew it was based in San Francisco. As a kid, you watch Dirty Harry, you're like, you know what? Yes, that's it. That's it. Dirty Harry it is.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. But I'm a sucker for The Fan. I'm a sucker for The Rock. There's another movie with The Rock in it. The Rock, not The Rock, with Sean Penn and who else was in that one?
Well, Sean Penn's been in a million things.
Yeah, but The Rock, the
that's
actual
Sean
Rock.
Sean Connery,
excuse me.
Yeah, the
not
original
Sean Penn.
James Bond.
Sean Connery, the original James Bond. My mistake.
Yeah. Get off my rock.
The Rock played the movie.
Welcome to The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. The Rock played the movie that was based off Earthquakes, remember?
San Andreas.
Oh.
Yeah, he parachutes into AT&T Park.
No way.
Yes.
How did I not see that movie?
Came out in 2015.
Yeah, nobody really brags about that movie, but
it wasn't very scientifically accurate.
Yeah, it wasn't.
How about
at all.
48 Hours when they steal the bus? You guys don't remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That's
48
classic.
Hours.
Nick Nolte?
Great.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, for me, my favorite movie was based in San Francisco. So as a kid, I was in it. I got into James Bond as a young kid. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I still like James Bond a lot, but I always liked A View to a Kill, which took place in San Francisco. They had the big climactic fight on top of the Golden Gate Bridge. They had the car chase scene that ended right at the Lefty O'Doul Bridge, where Oracle Park is now. I just remember the first time I saw this back in the Blockbuster era. I'm looking for a James Bond movie, and I see Roger Moore with the Golden Gate Bridge behind him. I'm like, oh, James Bond in San Francisco? Yeah, sign me up for that. So I'm not going to say it's the best movie took place in San Francisco, but me personally, yeah, that's probably my top of the list of movies that took place in the city.
Another one we haven't even named it, and I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them,
I bet.
Sister Act.
Oh, Sister Act is amazing. St. Paul's.
It's a classic.
Yeah, the church. It's
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's an all-time.
Lauryn Hill. Like, come
all
on.
All-time.
That's a great
one. That's an all-time movie. Great call.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes is a great one.
That's actually a great call,
too.
Yeah.
Wow. And then also, one that's a little under the radar. It's more niche, but I loved it. As growing up here in the city, Last Black Man in San Francisco was a phenomenal movie. I really enjoyed that movie.
I'm surprised no one's brought up Ant-Man yet.
Was that in San Francisco?
It was, yeah. And to a lesser extent, so is Shang-Chi. Started off in San Francisco.
Didn't know?
Yeah, no one saw Shang-Chi, so Legend of the Ten Rings.
Sucker Free, the movie that Spike Lee did?
Yeah, that was good.
You know, it was supposed to be a pilot for a show.
Yeah, no, that was good. Sister Act, man.
Sister Act is a classic.
Yeah, that was the one. That's
when they're all singing, you got to pull up a Sister Act scene. There's some good ones.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Try to get back to sports real quick before the break. Big Smooth, what's happening?
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, The Game with Sean Penn and Michael Douglas.
Great call.
There is no more call. San Francisco movie. There is a alley they go down there. I used to work in the city and park over there on off 4th and Market. Dude, they got the alley in the movie with the neon sign. It is very San Francisco. They're all up in Chinatown.
Good call.
If you haven't watched that movie, The Game, great San Francisco movie. And then what about The Fan with De Niro?
Yeah,
and
Wesley Snipes.
My guy
who's
playing a Bond type of character. Yeah. Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was Wesley a great Snipes. Movie. That's a giant and when he movie. Uses the payphone at Candlestick to call into Sports Talk Radio,
that was
it's
great.
One of the all-time moments.
Sounds like something you would do.
Well, you can't find a payphone anywhere.
Well, if the situation presented itself, you can't find Candlestick anymore either, but...
Just Samson. The gay Michael Douglas. You guys, the older generation knows. Michael Douglas.
The OGs.
Sam Lovins on his Clay Thompson. I ain't sacrificing bleep today. I am getting my touches. I'm going to talk into the microphone today.
Sacrifice.
I will cut you guys off to get my touches.
Cut you guys off to get to this break, mate?
Sure. Man. Take it away. Talk to you by Safeway.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.